But we want to talk to Michelle from Michelle's Cafe. Good morning, Michelle. Thanks.
Good morning.
Thanks for being such a fine hostess for us. We appreciate this.
Oh, you're welcome.
And you decorated it beautifully.
Thank you.
I know you probably
worked hard on it.
Yeah, getting a ladder up there and figuring out how to hang things from the ceiling. And I guess the blue and silver is a little bit of your color theme.
Yes.
Here as well.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about some of the things. How long has the cafe been here?
We opened in January 99. So 14 years
wow.
here.
Okay.
And then we were in another location in LaGrange for about 2.5 years.
Okay. Just
a
like
smaller
place. Like just like serving meals to folks in the area. Huh?
Yes, that's what we do.
Uh-huh.
And I imagine you see a lot of the same people come in, lots of regulars.
Absolutely. A lot of repeat business.
Let's talk a little bit of some of the things that people come in to see now. I know that the holidays are here, and you've got a lot of different people that, as a community restaurant, you kind of help out and support different causes and events. Talk about some of the things that people have approached you with here.
Oh, we try to do as much as we can. We do a lot of sports sponsorships and 4-H, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. Just whatever comes through the door, we do the best we can. We give a lot of gift cards for a lot of area benefits for people who have become ill, and just we do the best we can.
Open your door and your hearts as best as you can,
yeah.
I guess, for that.
We do everything we can.
I know you opened up an area back here. Now you have a little bit more for like a banquet or a little catering going on?
Yeah, special events, family gatherings by reservation. The room fits 25 comfortably, so you just call and make your reservation. There's no charge for the room. And it's open on Sunday mornings for general seating.
Any favorite dishes here?
Our biggest seller is meatloaf, and our mashed potatoes are real. And that's kind of a unique item for us because a lot of area restaurants do not have real mashed potatoes. So that's our little niche.
Shame on those restaurants.
Yeah, what's,
right?
what's wrong with peeling a potato?
Well, if you get a lump in your potato, that's why.
Oh, okay.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, well, good thing to have there. And, of course, we know that when we came in, I see that you have different causes at the holiday times where people are dropping off items, things. Talk a little bit about some of that that's going on.
Sure. The Lions Club has a food drive going, so we have a box here from them. So you could come in and drop off cans or boxes of food. And the Girl Scouts have a box for hats and gloves for kids. And we have little buckets on by our register to drop your extra change in.
Just something you can think to help during the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, the Lions Club, we have Dr. Fox with us, the veterinarian, joining us this morning, a member of the Lions Club. Tell me about this food drive that's going on in the area here.
I've been doing a food drive for years, probably close to 50 years. And now we do a food drive, which is part of our food pantry, which is also part of Second Harvest. And we'll raise funds and food that we'll distribute on the December 15th. Actually, it used to be the Lions members drove around the Keystone District and delivered the food to the families. And the last few years, we've had it to where we have the families come to the Lions Club for distribution of the food. They get usually 70, 80 pounds of food with a ham or a turkey and other kinds of meats with it. And then there's the coats and gloves, or the hats and gloves, not coats. And then there's this year, we actually have a young man, an Eagle Scout, a prospective Eagle Scout, that's having a fundraiser for toys to go along with the food and the gloves and hats.
So that's one of the things he's doing for his Eagle Scout.
Yeah, right. It's supposed to be involved where he gets the community involved, where he has to organize like a business, organize fundraising, organize people going out for him. In fact, I think a lot of the troop was out Sunday. They were out distributing bags with a note that says that he's raising toys. And then what he does is he'll put together all that with the Lions Club and all the monies from that that he raises, and the toys will all go together with Kay Hagedor, who usually runs our food drive.
How long does that last, and when is the distribution for that?
Basically, we started about 2 weeks ago, I think, on raising the canned foods, the monies of Kay does that sort of year-round, and then we put together all that on the 11th of December. We put the food, sort the food. It's usually about a semi-loads of food, and it's done at like Frank Rabarsik's, which is one of our Lions members, one of his barns. It's a heated garage that we put all the food in, and we go in with the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and to sort all the cans into green beans go there, and Roman noodles go
there.
It's
like a barn-sized pantry that you end up with.
You got it. And that takes a whole night to do it with about 40 people to do that. And that's on the 11th, and then on, I think, the 12th, we'll go in and a few less people, and we box it. And I think this year we're a little over 125. I'm not exactly sure on that, but about 125 families we have come. We have them have reservations when they come into the Lions Club on the 15th to pick up their boxes. And we sort by how old their kids are, and we have toys that we have, like our own little Santa that distributes the toys to the kids. Or it gives, while the kids are seeing Santa, the parents get the bags of toys that they can use for their own Christmas.
Okay. Wow, that's great. And it kind of makes it very festive on both ends, not only right. from the families coming who are in need and may feel, you know, well, maybe, you know, don't want to be, you know, they're maybe too proud to see about that, but this puts it in sort of a very fun atmosphere, and the kids, and from your end, too, you have a good enjoyment with that.
Yeah, it's a thing that tradition we've always had, and Kay raises a lot of money, and then we usually will work with other businesses. Years ago, we used to go to like the Elyria Value City when it was there, and they'd give us like 30% off, 40% off on toys, and we'd buy a whole bunch of toys to give out to the kids. And now we take most of it and put it into, besides the toys that are raised by the Boy Scout, we'll probably take the monies and buy more food. It's a little bit sparser this year than other years for getting the canned goods. That's what I heard the other night. So we'll have to take the monies that Kay raises and go in and buy bulk foods through either Second Harvest or through private
individuals. So you'll have a little bit of a backup in case the general public doesn't come through with the donations. You'll have something so that the families will receive
right.
what they should.
We aim for 70 pounds of food. Usually it's very close to that. It's usually a two by three box. It's 2 foot high, full of stuff, and then there's usually a ham or something else that's carried out with them.
Doctor, yesterday we had Melissa Linebrink on from the Chronicle Telegram, who covers this area, and she talked about how here people know each other. It's a real close-knit community, and I get the impression that the Lions Club epitomizes that.
Well, we've been here for 65 years, I think, something like that. So, you know, none of the original members are here, but we did still have Bill Axford, mm-hmm. the retired auctioneer. He's our oldest mm-hmm. member, and we stay in town. We have about 45 members. We've been up to 85 members, but we're now being a little more pickier on we need more members, but we're being pickier in who we get. We want people that are active, not people that just are an Alliance member to be an Alliance member. And it's pretty nice. We have about 20 of us that are very, very active, have a lot of fun.
Are you a Lions member?
No, I'm not.
Okay,
I thought about it,
tomorrow.
Though.
Oh, okay. I see the application going right
tomorrow
over there. Well, Michelle.
She'll bring it.
Dr. Fox, thanks for sharing the details of what's been going on here. Michelle, we appreciate us here and taking up her big round table in the corner here.
Yeah, there'll be people in tomorrow fighting you for this
okay,
table.
Okay,
so.
Craig. I guess maybe we'll get a corner
claim
booth
your stake
tomorrow.
Early.